Okay, so this sounds like a stupid conversation to have, but this was a conversation I decided to have. So somebody asked me, how do you think DJ Khaled's, how do you think DJ Khaled's supposed to be love will prepare for his upcoming album, Till Next Time? And so this is my thing, and I'm not sure what it was. I'm not sure if it does it just doesn't transfer well in the two cars that I was in. Not entirely sure. But I'm not even, yeah, I'm not entirely sure. So let me explain this. How do I feel about this song? Let me talk about two issues I had with this song, and I'm not entirely sure what the, not sure if it wasn't mixed, converted. I'm not sure if it didn't convert right to the car. I'm not entirely sure. So let me issue my complaints. The first complaint I have about this song is for some reason bass, treble, everything down to zero, everything up and mixed and mastered, like I do for every song that I played through my speaker. It didn't transfer very well. I mean, the sound didn't transfer very well. It did seem muffled in my car. I'm not entirely sure. That was on YouTube and Spotify, on both of the apps. I'm not entirely sure what caused it. But I tried it in two other people's car because I was like, well, maybe it's just my car. Maybe it's my speaker. Maybe my speaker's blown. And the same thing happened in their car, and I'm not sure if it just doesn't transfer well on certain. On certain audio, on certain stereos and certain speakers. I'm not sure what the actual reason is. But the question was, how do I feel about Supposed to Be Loved by DJ Khaled, and how do I think it will reflect on his new upcoming album too? Next time, we'll plan to answer all of this on the Roller King CJ Music Podcast. So, with that being said, the introduction's out the way. Let me just start with some background. So DJ Khaled has done promotion for this till next album, and I guess this is the leading single for this song. If you haven't heard DJ Khaled, he's best known for being a huge collaborator, being able to get like Rick Ross, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne on the same track. It's rumored that I'm on one, Rick Ross, that he was able to put that team and put those artists together to create a perfect song. He's done that multiple times on other albums he's created, that he's created over the years. So I don't want to discredit him by any means. He's also a DJ. He's also a producer. Father of Assad, he did Grateful. He did Major Key. That got J. Cole interlude. That he did. Something from Seth. He's done a lot of great. Done a lot of great things. And created a lot of great albums. I think we could say that he's maybe the most popular producer, a record producer or radio exec in the last couple of years. So, and this is the thing. So I don't know if he claims Miami or if he claims Louisiana or New Orleans, right? So I'm not entirely sure where he claims, but he might do the same thing Lil Wayne does. He claims both, but he represents Dale County. So I'm not sure. But he's come out with a song that's supposed to be with Future, of course. Which I don't think is any surprise that Future is on this song, and Little Baby. And I think I have the I don't know, I think I have the base I think I have that this song's supposed to be short, and this is supposed to be like a short song, like a very short song that has led to a bigger song with a bigger artist. But I'm not entirely sure that I favor this song. I think this song's great. I think the song's okay. I don't think it's, by any means, I don't think it will be the greatest song on this album by any chance, by any means at all. However, the question is, do I think Lil Uzi Vert should have got a bigger verse? Probably. I genuinely think Uzi Vert should have got a bigger part of this album. It's only because I've seen Through Rich, I'm sitting back, I'm just sitting in my room. It's that verse. Now, considering it is the third verse, and the third verse is normally the shortest, it's weird because he talks about situations in which he just he and he compares himself and his and this woman that he's supposed to be in love with, and he just compares himself to it, where that he just thinks, when she's stressing about things or when she's not stressing, that he finds her very attractive. And things you really, and the things that she does blows his mind, which to some extent we can understand. If you're in love with a person and they're supposed to love you, it's great. They're supposed to, you would assume that they love you for you being you. So it's fun, it's entertaining, it's energetic, right? But this does, I don't know, this doesn't feel like a little Uzi Reverse. It just seems more, it seems like structured like Uzi Verse, and it's just more of a verse about, he talks about his songs climbing to make records, and that could be from the Pink's tape that he released recently. That could be, that's not, it's talking about his songs charting, and his songs do chart. I'm not trying to say that he doesn't chart when he makes music. He definitely charts when he makes music. But the question genuinely is, it's a great, like, it's genuinely a great idea to do. It's definitely something that I wouldn't have thought of doing, to put a little Uzi Vert, Future, and Lil Baby on a song. I wouldn't have, and that's not me saying that these three don't fit on a song together. It's just, it doesn't, the styles clash, right? The styles clash, and I think on this beat is great. It's fun, it's okay, you know, he just has... I love so much, I got your name tatted. That's, yeah, just people's way of showing love and people showing commitment is, I know a lot of people that get their arms tatted with loved ones, pictures, and stuff like that. So that's fine, I get that, that's relatable, that's cool. That's nice to do. He says, I went number one, but when I'm sure, I still feel like number two, which... You could take it either way, is that he feels like he's the best at what he does, or he just feels that he's the worst that he's ever done, which is weird, I think, because Lil Uzi Vert, and I don't know if JT is who he's with at this very moment, I'm not entirely sure. Lil Uzi Vert is something I pay close attention to, but I don't pay very close attention to his relationship life, right? So, it's... I don't know because there was this conversation of, and I was having this banter back and forth, but there was this conversation that at some award show that he believed, you know, that people believe that that's him kind of responding to that situation, and if that is the case, I don't think that's a bad way to respond. However, I'm not entirely sure that that's what it is. I think it's just Lil Uzi Vert just kind of having fun. She must think I'm sweet, but I'm moving with the goons. So almost, like, I can be sweet and I can be very romantic, but I can be very, I don't know if masculine's the word. I don't know. Like, I can be very much masculine. I'm not sure if that's the word. I can be sweet, but I can also be a gangster, which I do kind of like. That made me feel like there's going to be a Uzi verse, but I'm not entirely sure, right? And then I guess the thing is, you want future with Little Uzi Vert for this, I think. And this isn't me not sure the way this was collaborated, but I do think the chorus that Lil Baby does, I think this would have been better suited with somebody else in future. And that's not me knocking them, right? But it is, it's weird, okay? Because I think the chorus goes, she knows I'm a thug, but she doesn't treat me like a rapper, right? Which I think, especially coming from these three, and I don't know if this was supposed to be a pun, right? I think it's very hard for you to find somebody that's not famous, like Lil Baby, Future, and Lil Uzi. I don't think you find somebody that's not well known. I think if you put somebody that's not well known in a song, that chorus might have said better with me, but I don't think you find a strong chorus. Like, I don't think you will find a strong enough chorus where that makes sense, because she says she knows I'm a thug, but she doesn't treat me like a rapper, which is ironic because there aren't any singers on this track whatsoever. There aren't any at all. They're, like, this would have been fine, I think, but there's no singers on this, right? Like, if you're gonna do it, I hate to be that person, but use an R&B trope where people would think, hey, okay, he's a sweet, but people don't think he's tough like a gangster. You could do that with an R&B trope, and I don't know, I think this song could have been done great. I think the song could have been done amazing. I just don't know, right? I think Uzi's verse should have been longer, because I think you get a Lil Baby in Future, because this chorus is, You see me coming up. It doesn't matter. I make stuff fast, like a smooth operator. I ain't trying to be no. It's weird. It's very weird to me the way this was set up, and I don't know. I don't know this song in particular. This is the rollout song they're going with. I wonder who else is on this album, and I say that because what I assume is going to happen from this album, and I could be entirely wrong. And if I am entirely wrong, I'll come back when I do that episode about the music. I'll gladly say, hey, I was wrong. That's not what I expected. These aren't the listings that I expected. This roster, these songs were not what I expected. And then I was wrong. I'll fully openly admit that. But I don't know going into this. I'm not entirely sure where this is going to go. I'm worried about this album. I'm not that excited about this album. I think I'm more worried about this album because there isn't a track list to this album. Yet that I've seen, there isn't a track list to this album, which I think would be great because it would build some hype, but it would also tell me who's on this album, and I could position who I would want to see on this song together. This song itself, I can't position anybody because I'm not entirely sure where to position anybody, but it does seem like he's trying to make unusual changes and unusual picks go together, and that's fine. That's unique. That's fine in itself. But it does make me question if that's the verse. Because this little baby line is fine. I think it's this little baby verse is fine. I think the thing I have with it, and I'm not entirely sure, right? She knows I'm the one. I got that middle school feeling. Like I got that little lovebird feeling, which I think is fine. I think it's great, but I think it's weird because he says even in the song I'm still the realist, and I think to myself, I don't know, maybe people were questioning it. I just can't find the documentation that people were questioning if Lil Baby was still real, like if they were questioning street credibility, if they were judging him in any sense. Like I think you get a lot of haters that hate on you for what you do, but I don't know. But like I don't know. Yeah, I think you can say you're still the realist, and I think to some extent every artist has said it at least once, and this is me not being a hypocrite, but every artist has said it once. But no one's really defined it. If we're talking street code, we get it. If we're talking about fame, yes, Lil Baby, you have that you have that fame ability, right? You're the realist because you did become famous rapping, and it's fine. I think I'm more semantics. I'm fine. But I don't know. It makes me question, right? I'm trying to live like you're supposed to be loved, which I don't know. I don't quite know if, like, the title's catchy. It's fine. You see Future and you expect something toxic. I guess you get it and it'll get you more views. And I get it. I'ma still be around you when you get done healing, which is I think that's an ally. I think that's a line where you're like, okay, that makes sense, right? Where you're like, okay, well, if they need to heal, then why would I be in their way? You know, they need to heal. I need to make sure that I'm there for them when they heal. That's fine. I think that's a nice line. But it is, I don't know, it's weird to me, right? Because that line is, I see you coming up and I can make, it's weird. Like, these men, I guess you're trying to say that people can relate to them by using both, right? And using it vaguely, where it's like, you know? I'm trying to love you like you're supposed to be loved, which I think is fine. I think that's fine. I think that chorus is just, I think it bothers me. I don't know. I think that bothers me because I'm not entirely sure. It's weird. I don't know, because it says, I'm not entirely sure, but don't quote me on this, but it's at the very introduction, it says P-Y-T, and the first thing I can think of is, I think it's a, I think it's Michael Jackson, I think that's, what is it, Pretty Young Thing, P-Y-T, Pretty Young, I think that's what my Gucci shoes used for young thing for. But it's I don't know. It's weird. It's like I'm supposed to love you, and I get it. It's probably a we the best music. Yeah, it's weird. Like I think it's fine. I think I have more problems with this huge. I don't know. Like to say that she doesn't treat you like a rapper. She knows you're a thug, but she doesn't treat you like a rapper. I don't know. It's weird to me because. It sounds weird to me because you get this future verse where he says I'm trying my best to put this bag up on you, which is to give you this bag, which is fine. I think it's okay, right? But I don't think for you to go and say I don't know if I'm thinking too deep into this, and I might be, but I'm trying to get this bag, and when it's splash on you, which I think is okay. I'm trying, but I don't know. Like, I'm trying to put my all in you. I guess that's fine if you're trying to say the premise is I'm trying to love like you're supposed to be loved. I think that's fine. I think, but halfway down this line, she's messing with a lit one, which is Pluto, and that's fine. That's referring to future, right? But it's. I don't know, it's weird to say that, right? But then to go and say you're doing these rapper things to her, like anytime you get bored, you turn up, which is fine, but that's what a lot of rappers do, right? So is it the lifestyle she's in love with? I don't know, it's weird. Your custom wardrobe, your crib, and your new interior. I've been thinking high of you. I've been finding you. I'm delirious. Right? Like, this is. And I'm not saying that you can't love a certain way, right? But it's to say that if you're spoiling somebody in which ways rappers do, which is spinning islands, was taking billions on islands, that's fine. A lot of artists have done that. Splash, give her like a bag of money, that's fine. And I don't know if that's. The religious aspect of it, because I do wonder if that's what he means by it, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm not here to argue the religious aspects of that line, but it's concerning. I put all my winnings in you. I put in one call into you, which I think that's fine. I think you can spoil somebody and spoil somebody, but there are multiple ways to spoil somebody. I don't know. Like I think this verse might have been. Very great if I hadn't listened to it like 3 or 4 times before recording this, right? But it's not like I don't know, I have issues with it. I think the audio quality of hearing it through like the speakers and stuff, I heard it one time through the headphones and it wasn't the best, but that was wireless. I'm not sure if it plays well wirelessly. However, this was when the song first came out and this was a couple days after, so I'm not entirely sure. As you can see, this episode's very late because this song is, 7 days out? So it's very much suspicious, but I wanted to make sure that I gave full transparency when I released this episode. And so I don't think these verses are the best by any means. I don't think this song is the best by any means, but this song, it's a really put song, especially when you have Future. Little Baby. Well, we'll say Little Baby and Future go together. That's fine. But to put Lil Uzi Vert on a song, I don't know. Because this Lil Uzi Vert verse is extremely short. Like, it's short. It's like the very last verse. So I don't know if you should have gave Lil Uzi more space to grow. Because I do like the way that him and Lil Baby go together. The song go together with him and Lil Baby. But that Future verse loses me to say, I don't want. She doesn't treat me like a rapper. She knows I'm a thug, but she doesn't treat me like a rapper. Because you do hustle, that's fine, and then you do this, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if the line was supposed to be that he protects her. Now, that's fine, that's the case if he does it, but it runs very thin of, like, a boys' club in a song. I don't know. It feels that way, right? Because it's like a guy trying to express his feelings of how he wants to love this woman, and if that's the case, that's fine, but it doesn't. it doesn't play like that when you listen to this future song. And I know music's subjective, so I know I'm being a tad bit harsh on it, but it doesn't feel it. I don't know, it doesn't feel necessarily the way I would think a song would feel. And so it does worry me what this album is going to be released. Because if it's supposed to be loved, we can assume, right? We can assume that there's going to be a Drake verse on this song, on this album at some point, right? There's going to be Drake. If you're doing the supposed to be love, and Drake just did kind of a love kind of song, and he did a love album, he did the trilogy of love, or if that's what we're calling the trilogy, right? It makes me wonder, right? Like, it makes me wonder who's on this album, right? Because if you have Lil Baby, Future, Lil Uzi Vert, you mean to tell me that this album is going to have a lot of newer artists, SoundCloud artists, and some artists that are some up-and-comers that are artists, that some older artists, of course, because you see Future. So, you know, you're going to have some Southern artists in here. But I don't know. I don't know. This first song worries me because this song, to me, is a 4 out of 10. I think Lil Baby's verse isn't the best, so I'll give him a 4 out of 10 for that verse. Like, it's fine. I think the chorus, I like the chorus a little bit better. Right, this isn't me saying that I could write like an amazing rapper verse and just do it freestyle. I'm not saying I could do that. For a lot of different reasons. I don't know. Future, I don't know. I don't know. To me, Future just seems like the seems like the odd one out on this verse. It just seems like him and Lil Uzi seem like they could have been switched with anybody else, and this song might have done better. The chorus could have been sung by Friday, and I think it probably would have been better. And this is probably me being a harsh critiquer, right? But I just feel that if this song is the lead up to the album, I wonder who's on that album. Right, because this song is a 4 out of 10. It's not the best. It's not the greatest. Every time I tried to play it, it didn't play very well. That could be my phone. That could be my computer. That could be the stereos that I played it on, right? But it makes me wonder, is everything going to be mixed and mastered, and is everything going to be up to par, and the verse is going to sound great? And I can't promise you that these verses are going to sound great. Are these collaborations going to be perfect? I don't know. I worry about these collaborations. I really do. I think I worry about these collaborations. It's only because, as I said, I don't think you put Lil Baby and Future and Uzi together. I think they're hitmakers by themselves. I think they're definitely hitmakers by themselves. On different singles, they can make a lot of different great music, right? You can play a little bit with Uzi on especially experimental music and that hip-hop. Future, you could get him with the trap club scene. I think that'd be great. A Lil Baby, he's in his own little lane, so I think that'll be great if they're on their own individual songs. However, this feature together just seems like it just seems like they put three different kind of artists, three different kinds of genres of rap on one song just to see how it would sound. And this isn't a knock to say that any of these verses are, like, terrible. But I don't know. I don't know if this collaboration was worth it. Right? Because it seems like we had it. But I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. Right? Because I do like the Pink's tapes. I do like Lil Baby's album by itself. I do love some of the features, some of Future songs by themselves. However, this song, I don't really feel, I don't know, I think the message was lost in the song somewhere, and I think it's great, but I don't know, I think this is, I don't mean to say it this way, but I don't know if this song was meant for me. I think this song I probably should have skipped and not did a review on, but I'm not entirely sure. If I'm not transparent, you know, how can I? Girl, you give it to me, which is a weird line to say. I'm supposed to love. I'm trying to live like you're supposed to be loved. Which is, I guess they're trying to say that, you know, if you give me the love I'm supposed to have, I will give you the love back, which is fine, I think. But that's, as I said, these lyrics are weird. They're written. weirdly put, especially if you dial it in without the music. It sounds weird to say. Overall, this isn't my best song by any of the three of these artists. So, I want to hear your opinion. How do you feel about this song? And it's supposed to be Love by DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, Future, and Lil Uzi Vert. I'm curious, how do you feel about this song? Because to me, I don't know if I genuinely like it, but I will have a test. I give it a couple weeks, play it over to see how I feel. So, how do you feel about this song? Did this play well for you on your speakers? Did it play well for you on your headphones? I'm curious. Let me know.